BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Sarah. I'm 24 and I'm from Nantwich. You might not know this, but my ancestor was Charles Dickens. Dentist. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Got Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, downloaders, it's Scott, and this is your Scott Mills Daily. Free download for Wednesday, the 5th of September. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Chris is here also.
Hello.
You're going to love this today. It's a good one. Trey Songs came in to have a chat. He was simply amazing, and he was Trey Lols. And he gave you a special present, didn't he, Becky?
Oh, yes. There's pictures of that on the website.
Also, Stupid Street returns on Oh What's Occurring, a chance to win some Scott Mills points. And I was sabotaged when my personal texts to Becky and Chris to their mobile phones were read out on air on national radio in a gross invasion of my privacy.
I think once they get to our phones, they're our property and we can do with them what we want.
It's all coming up on this free download. Listen to it now before my lawyers get hold of it.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Trey Songs.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's happening?
You're having a great day.
I'm having an amazing day. It just got better.
I saw it on Twitter that you're having a great morning.
Yeah, I was having a great morning.
What have you been doing?
Working since I woke up. Nah, just doing a lot of press, man. Like, just speaking to the people, you know. The album is out. Everybody's receiving it well. The single's doing very good. And this is actually my last day in London. So the sun was shining when I woke up and I just felt good. I've been feeling good all morning.
And all the Trey's Angels have been on outside.
Yes, it's actually some Trey's Angels outside. Shout out to them outside.
I like it that your fans are called that. But what if I'm a man and I love your music? Do I still have to call myself a Trey Angel?
No, you don't have to. You can just be a fan.
Okay. But what if I wanted to be a Trey Angel?
But if you want to be a Trey's Angel, I mean, we can make you an honorary angel.
Chris, do you want to be an angel?
I'll be an angel.
Yeah. Can we be angels?
Of course.
As of now, we're angels. It's fine for you. You're already on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, you've been an angel for years.
I love it, yeah.
Okay.
So, number one album in America with Chapter 5 and out here as well. You must have so many gold discs up in your house.
I do actually have lots of gold and platinum hanging all on the wall. I heard y'all had a conversation about that actually.
We were talking about, how do you know about this?
I mean, I listen.
We were talking about this last week and we were saying, you know, the gold discs that you always see up in record companies,
right?
Like on MTV Cribs when you see superstars' houses and they're like, here's all my gold discs on the wall.
Right.
We were saying, is it the actual album in there or do they just get any old vinyl and just spray it gold?
I heard y'all like opened a couple up actually.
We did.
Yeah. Just to see if it was.
Just to see if they were playing.
And one of them was not the album.
What was playing?
It was just
some weird stuff, wasn't
like
it?
Like a chill-out album, but it wasn't the album it was supposed to be.
I love it. I'm going to do that with my next one. For today, I bought one for you guys to look at.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is it?
Oh, it's someone's.
This is going to be embarrassing if we open it, Trey, and it's not your actual record.
One of Trey Song's people is coming through.
Is that definitely his music on that disc?
It's fragile as well.
Are you one of the Trey Angels?
I'm Trey Angels.
You're a Trey Angel. Yeah,
I saw that for years. The thing about this one is that, Beck, I heard you had never been presented one of these.
No, I haven't.
So,
yeah, you were saying this last week.
Especially for.
Oh my God, it is actually for me!
Is it?
Yeah, no, I've never had one before.
Now we can't break it open to see if it's real.
It's real though.
It says in recognition of services to pop music.
That is awesome.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
We were talking about it last week and she was like, oh, I'd love to have one of them.
And now you got one.
A little present from Trey Songs. Thank you so much.
Yes, of course.
I think you two should hug
it out.
It's
the least I could do.
Hug
it out.
Give him a hug.
Should I tongue her down too? No,
it's fine.
Okay. You what?
Yeah. You can put that up in your loo or anywhere you want.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, right behind you when you sit down.
That's right.
I could look over you.
And maybe sometimes when you fancy having a lay down with your boyfriend, you can break that open and put it on the record player.
In case of emergency.
It break glass for emergency.
In case of emergency.
Because there are a lot of songs on the album that when you get a lady back to your place.
This is what you want to hear.
You do want to have a lie down with her.
Yeah, of
don't
course.
You? And you want to put that album on.
I promote these things.
I know you do. So many of your UK fans are on Twitter right now asking about when you're going to do a tour here.
The top of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have an email in my phone right now from my head of production. Like, we have to talk about these dates and iron them out so we can go and sell ASAP.
Oh, so it's going to happen?
Yeah, very, very soon. I actually might put up dates before I do my American tour.
That'd be good.
That would be good, right?
You could probably, if you had your phone here now, you could read them out to us, but that would probably be unprofessional, and they wouldn't probably like it.
I mean, I could do it. I don't care. I'm that kind of guy.
I know.
You want me to do that?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I'll do it.
Oh, God!
Give me a second to find it, then.
Okay. Now, I love this. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to do it.
I like it that you've got two phones.
Yeah, I'm just a boss.
I don't trust people with two phones, Tracy.
No, I'm not to be trusted. Mm.
Is that one phone for business and one for ladies?
No, actually, the iPhone I find is better for like Twitter and Skype and all type Instagram, all type of apps. But I like to have like buttons to press when I'm actually like...
Okay. Well saved.
Working. Yeah. He has. It's a business and pleasure situation going on
exactly
here.
Exactly is.
Okay, let's look at
this thing
here.
He's got his business one on.
Let's look at this thing here. I'm just going to call out some dates.
Oh, my God. Are you excited? Naughty. I feel this is naughty.
Are you scared? Should I not do it?
No, you're the artist.
I mean, I'm just
trying. It's your name above them doors, Trey Songz.
Are you worried?
No.
Okay, so I'm not going to read the dates, though.
You said you were going to read the date.
I just changed the whole
you
conversation.
You changed it. Right,
okay,
so
look. Let's look. Hold on. If you get a chance today, look at this. This would be the run of Europe. I need to walk through this before you can confirm it. I have gone through it. Just need your approval.
Are you reading out the email from your manager?
Yeah.
Okay.
January 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. Stockholm, Copenhagen, Denmark, Hamburg, Berlin. I'm just reading it all the way out. Gosh.
Okay.
Well, if you want to know specific dates... For the
places,
UK.
Dates.
29th, 30th, 31st, 1st, and 2nd in London.
Oh, that's got some out of you, haven't we?
Yeah, you did.
Great,
thank you. I mean, it's an email, and it's waiting to be confirmed, so it's not confirmed.
Okay, but that's never happened to me
if
before.
You just reply
one more time,
now,
29th,
saying...
30th, 31st, and 1st. I'd love to be the 29th, 30th, 31st, and 1st.
I'd love to see what else we could get you to read out from your phone.
What do you want to know?
I want to read the other phone.
Yeah.
This is also the picture phone.
Now, I heard that you wanted to send Beyonce a birthday present. You're too late because it was yesterday and you didn't know what to get. If you sent a present to Beyonce, do you have an address or person to send it to where you 100% know that it will get to Beyonce Knowles?
I mean, yeah, if I wanted to get her something, I definitely could. But I think that's out of line.
Why?
Yeah, because her husband is Jay-Z and he's like a friend of mine and I would have to ask him first before doing anything.
Right, but it's only a birthday present.
Yeah, but...
What are you going to send her?
I wasn't going to send her anything.
Right. This is something we have on the show called a nudie pen.
And you, what'd you do with that?
Right,
it looks like you on it.
No, it's not me.
No, it's Chris.
It's a man.
What's going on here?
Right, so you just tip it upside down.
Whoa!
And...
Yep.
Like so.
We give these out to different celebrities on the show.
So how do I get one of myself? Really,
I'm going to give this to you now.
I don't want that one.
Oh, you want to
but
do one?
But this is
one.
For
you
Beyonce.
No.
But that...
I don't think that should come from me.
Right. Look, we've got a whole load of these.
Okay. Should we get...
And it's Chris.
This is Chris.
Yeah, you can choose, right? You can have...
But it's you.
It's not actually him.
Oh,
it just looks way too much like him for comfort.
It's a random guy. But, like, you have contact.
Either way, I'm just okay with
you
not
know,
having it.
You know Jay-Z. You could get this pen to Beyonce.
I'm okay. Oh. I'm okay with not doing
grateful,
it. I mean,
isn't it?
You just told me I was too late.
The thing is, you got Becky that disc, so we feel like maybe we should give something back, so you can have these.
Would you like it if it
that
was a lady one?
That disc does not equal a nudie pen.
Becky, do you have one of those?
Do you know what? I am actually using one on my desk at the moment. Yeah, a lady version.
I want to see that one.
Okay, well, let's get Trey Songz.
I was asking this actually if she was like on one.
Oh, no, I'm not
no,
on
one.
Okay.
Need a highlighter.
Oh.
we can get you a lady one, and you can, you know, on the plane when you go back to America.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I want to hand them out.
Okay, we'll get you one in a minute.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Right, what are you two doing with my phone?
Taking rude pictures and saving them as your screensaver.
What do you mean, rude pictures of who?
Chris.
Check out the wallpaper.
Can you remove that immediately, please?
It's only because you were too lazy to plug your own phone in.
At your children. And now it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? It's a daily quiz where you can win some Scott Mills points. quite a tricky question today. So I'm going to give you 20 points if you get the most popular answer. This is your first one. Becky, name a celebrity. Go.
Harry Styles.
Good one. If you put people on the spot, though, they come up with some quite random ones because you just go, name a celebrity, go! When we did this to you, Chris, who did you say first?
James Blunt.
Yeah, see, that's a bit weird. So, today we have been onto Stupid Street and we put them on the spot. We just said, name a celebrity now! But what name came up more than any other when we put them on the spot in Stupid Street and said, name a celebrity now? Thoughts, please? Let me know what your guess is for 20 Scott Mills points.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, the introducer of today's show...
You might not know this, but my ancestor was Charles Dickens, dentist.
Sarah.
Hello.
So how do you know this fact?
I know this fact from grandparents doing a family tree, and it came up on it.
Do you know, like, what relation he is?
Some, like, great aunt, I think. Great.
Charles Dickens
is a great aunt of yours.
No, the dentist.
Oh, of course, yes. It's Charles Dickens' dentist.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was actual Charles Dickens.
No, I wish.
Now, that would be something to talk about.
Yeah, that would be. I'm sorry, but it was just the dentist.
So, your auntie used to do Charles Dickens' fillings?
Yes.
That is awesome.
Something a bit unusual.
Do you think it was back in the day when they literally used to use pliers to take your teeth out?
Quite possibly.
Therefore, dentistry wouldn't have been that skilled.
I think you're a fraud. I don't believe this fact, because Charles Dickens was around a long time ago, right?
Yeah, he was.
200 years ago.
Yeah.
So, how can you possibly know that what Charles Dickens' dentist was called?
You could try and call my grandparents and find out.
I like it that Chris just came out with, I think you're a fraud.
I know, it's not very nice.
It's just, it sounds like you've made it up, because it's not Charles Dickens. I could see how you could get the line from Charles Dickens downwards, right? But it's Charles Dickens' dentist. That's not on a family tree.
Well, it is on ours, actually. I could get them and scan them to you if you really want. It's actually written on the family tree.
See, it's a weird one, because I've got an ancestor who was... the guy who invented penicillin's assistant.
No yeah. way. Well, that's as ridiculous as Sarah's.
Well, yeah, but I'm telling the truth.
Well, so is she.
Are you telling the truth?
Let me find the person who invented penicillin. Yes, Alexander Fleming. Now, yes. He wasn't in my family, but someone who worked with him was. Again, a long time ago. Mills, one day you'll be a famous ancestor. Do you realise this?
No, I won't.
And in fact, my grandkids, will probably go, yes, an ancestor of mine worked with Scott Mills.
I don't think that's
happening. They might do, and that's a very cool thing to say.
It's hardly kind of Dickens or Fleming level, is it, this?
Not quite.
I literally just play records and talk in between.
You're a cool guy.
Well, thanks.
You're an author.
I'm an author. Anyway, good to speak to you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Ow! What's occurring?
So, for 20 Scott Mills points, we went onto Stupid Street and we said, name a celebrity now! It's quite hard when you're put on the spot. But what name would come up more than any other? This is for 20 points because I think it's quite a tricky question. Sophie?
Hello.
One of our listeners. Welcome to What's Occurring. Where are you, please?
I am sitting in a lay-by on the A10.
Where are you off to?
Home.
Okay, from work?
Yes.
What do you reckon then? What name would come up when we say, name a celebrity, go?
David Beckham.
Good answer, a lot of people are saying that. Okay, wait there to see if you get the points. Rihanna says Chris in Burnley. Andy in Wolverhampton says Simon Cowell. Jack in Newcastle says Gordon Ramsay. Justin Bieber says Charles on his way home on the M1. Also playing along today is Leanne off Little Mix. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Yeah, where are you at the moment?
I'm just at home at the minute.
Are you having a day off?
yeah, we're actually, me and Jesse are just chilling with the men. You know, the boy band from Britain's Got Talent.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a reality fest.
Good time.
I love this. Do you all just hang out together all the time?
Yeah, basically.
Like you and the dog off Britain's Got Talent, Pudsey.
Yeah, all the time. He hangs out with my dog as well, Harvey.
This is amazing.
I would love that if it actually happened. So we went out to Stupid Street and we asked them, name a famous person, a celebrity. What was the name that came up more than any other?
I think Lady Gaga.
So Leanne thinks Lady Gaga is the name that came up the most. Becky, what do you think?
I'm going to say the Queen.
Chris. Oh,
I'm going to go... I think it's going to be Justin... I'm going to go Justin Bieber.
Also saying Justin Bieber. OK, let's find out right now.
Oh, what's occurring?
20 Scott Mills points in it for you. We asked them on Stupid Street to name a celebrity. Which was mentioned more than any other?
Name a celebrity.
John Cleese. God, I can't. What's his name? John Clooney? No.
George Clooney. Name a celebrity.
Keith Lemon.
Joey Essex.
Okay, what made you think of Joey Essex?
Because he ruined my name. My name's Reem, and now no one believes me because of his saying.
Your name's Reem?
Yeah.
Is that your full name?
Yeah, that's my full name.
So, what's happened since Joey Essex has come along?
If I go for a job interview or an interview anywhere or meet someone in the street and they ask me what my name is or that I'm getting chatted up or whatever and I say my name's Reem, we end up in an argument because they don't believe me.
Oh, I feel really bad for you. Name a celebrity.
David Beckham.
Why David Beckham?
I saw a naked poster of him around the corner, so I was like, yeah.
Hi, can you name a celebrity for me, please?
Pete Andre, Trey Songz, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Drake, Lil Wayne, Frank Ocean, MMG, Rick Ross, Wale, Omarion. I got quite a lot, like.
I just wanted one.
Oh, you just wanted one? Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Name a celebrity.
Joey Essex.
What made you think of Joey Essex?
Because I saw him one day when I was in Upper Street, loads of screaming girls around him. He was doing some advert for Daz or some washing powder, and he looked a bit mad.
Name a celebrity.
Caroline Flack.
Name a celebrity.
A celebrity. I don't know any celebrities. Alt-J. That's all I was listening to. I actually can't think of anyone famous.
So, the answer was Joey Essex. Hey, Sophie.
Hi.
David Beckham was in there, but not the most popular.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry you missed out on the points.
That's all right.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, Leanne off Little Mix. It wasn't Lady Gaga either.
Oh.
Never mind, eh? Good to speak to you.
You too.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Also, do you think Gemma sounded a little bit rude here asking the questions?
What made you think of Joey Essex?
Because he ruined my name. My name's Reem, and now no one believes me because of his saying.
Your name's Reem.
Your name is Reem.
Your name's Reem.
No points for you.
Rubbish.
No points for you. Joey Essex was the correct answer. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris, still not convinced about that girl. Who was the dentist off of Charles Dickens?
It does sound a bit fishy to me. Do you know what it reminds me of? There was a girl I went to college with who said that her nan had once gone out with Colonel Sanders. And there was like...
What,
I was
off
like,
of chicken?
Yeah.
But he's not a real one.
He is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
I thought he was just a cartoon.
No, he was a real man. He lived up until like the 80s.
Oh, I'm thinking of Ronald McDonald. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Ronald McDonald didn't come up then with the first McDonald's.
No.
What are you saying about the Burger King king? Because
not a real royal.
Is he a real king?
Well, no. Because the face of him must be modelled on someone, right?
What about Ronald McDonald's friends, like Mayor McCheese? Is that a real mayor?
Mayor McCheese? What the... Who's Mayor McCheese? I only know Hamburglar.
Hamburglar. You'd think they might have caught him by now.
Right, Mayor McCheese.
Is Hamburglar a real criminal?
Is that real?
No record.
Mr. Whippy, real?
No.
What about Uncle Ben?
No, that's a man called Frank.
Oh, this is really disappointing for me today. Lloyd Grossman, real?
I'll look it up.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Trey Songz. popping on, saying that has made me the happiest girl ever, announcing your tour dates just from an email you got. I love you, Tremaine.
I love you too, baby. And nothing's confirmed.
Yeah, Anthony, well saved again. Anthony and Becca says, can you tell Trey we're getting married on the 12th of October and that will be our first dance song?
Well, that's nice. On the 12th of October, I believe, I have rehearsals. Oh, her and someone else.
Yeah, no, you're not okay. Getting married to
them. Oh, okay.
Or have been invited. They're just saying song is playing first. Dance.
That's great. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. Being a part of your union, that's love. Thank you so much.
Hey, Chris, also, you could have that as you're walking up the aisle.
That's
like
a good idea.
About yesterday.
Yeah.
When he gets married, he's not even got a girl yet. But when he does get married, which he will do one day, that could be the song, I think.
Yeah.
I'll probably make a new one by then.
Yeah.
Well, we can do that.
Yeah. I don't know if I would keep that one. Being that you don't have any situation in place.
Now, I got some questions from our listeners, from the Radio 1 text, from Twitter. This is a good one. Sarah in Worcester. What's the worst thing about being Trey Songz?
Oh, man, not having a lot of time for myself and my family and just things of that nature. You know, I give a lot of my life to fans and, you know, touring and things of that nature. So when it comes time, like, I miss, like, my brother had a recital when he was performing, like, his first, like, major recital, and they had to show me, like, video clips, and my little cousin had, like, this modeling fashion show thing he did. He's literally 10 years old, and he has, like, his mohawk all cool, and he's cool. Like, stuff like that is definitely what I miss out on.
Mm-hmm. Patchy Boy wants to know why you always pull on your shirt in your videos.
Do I do that?
Yeah.
I think that's something he shouldn't focus so much on. Okay. Because I didn't even notice that I do it a lot.
Maybe it's just a nervous thing.
Maybe. It's just a little twitch.
Yeah, well, he's noticed it more than you have.
Yeah.
Kieran in Bristol wants to know if you know how much money is in your bank account right now.
Right. Yeah, I do.
Is it on an email you can read
it's
out?
It's definitely on email. Payment and losses, we call those. P&Ls, I look at those
a lot
monthly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very in touch with that. It's a lot of money.
Is it?
Yeah, a lot of money.
Millions.
A lot more money in the last month, too.
Is it billions?
I like the way you're just grinning massively going,
a lot of money!
Look at his face!
And I'm going on tour soon, so I get more!
You've got all the monies.
I got so much money, man.
You could have a bath in money.
Yeah.
And, like, not even
I've
care.
Thought about it.
Have you?
Yeah, but then it'd get wet and
that
would be weird.
And then you got all the merchandise.
Right. Man.
I know.
Man.
The world is your actual Trey Songz oyster, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm just out for world dominance.
I know.
Taking over.
I've never seen someone happy and so honest about, like, I've got loads of money. Smile in your
face. No need to be down about it.
Smile in your face. Absolutely. I like that. Katie wants to know if you've ever dressed up as a woman.
Never, Katie. Never.
Have you not?
I wonder why.
You should try it. I dressed up as Susan Boyle once and I really enjoyed it.
I mean, you kind of look like her.
Thanks.
Across the eyes.
No, I think he looks more like Ellen.
You do look like Ellen.
Oh, no.
Can you dance?
No.
Do the dance, man.
No.
You don't want to do the Ellen dance?
Right, thanks for bringing it up with American...
This
R&B
is amazing. It's like,
Trey
I haven't, because I haven't sat on Ellen yet, this is like close.
Same.
You're a veteran here, but like Ellen is Ellen.
Yeah. But I'm still married to Portia.
Right.
Yes, so I have that.
Yeah.
Like
Ellen.
No, thanks for bringing up Ellen.
And when you go on Ellen, you can tell her that she looks like him.
Yeah. I could definitely tell her.
There's a DJ in the UK who looks just like you. Thanks.
Thanks.
Chris in Portsmouth wants to know the longest time you've gone without having a shower or a bath.
The longest time?
I'm imagining about 2 hours.
Yeah, it's been about 3 today.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm kind of fresh
and
clean.
You smell fresh.
Yeah, I smell good right now. Mm. Come here, Beck, my neck, this part.
Is it?
Check it out.
Becky, check it.
Check it out.
Do you smell of Trey Songz? Have you got your own scent? Yeah, that could be more money. That does smell nice.
Is it? That's Rockaway Evolution. I partner in that.
Constantly.
Shout to Jay-Z.
More money.
Yeah, you do have shares. I thought you probably would.
Ka-ching. Here comes another briefcase of money, Trey. Paul in Leicester says, what song are you a bit embarrassed to say you like?
What song am I a bit... Well, a song. You know, I like Call Me Maybe. What it's called?
Mm. Is that embarrassing?
Is that what it's called? You know what it's called, Trey.
I didn't know if that was exactly what it's called. I just know every word to it.
Including the chorus, which goes, Call Me Maybe.
So Call Me Maybe.
That's a good song. Are you embarrassed by that?
I mean, I was before the world knew, because I knew it like a long time ago.
Oh, you were first.
Yeah, I knew it early.
Did you write it?
No, I was there.
More money.
I was there when it was recorded.
Sophie wants to know, what part of your body are you absolutely in love with? Careful.
What part of my body? My smile. I love my smile.
Do you love it, though?
I love it.
Do you look at yourself in the mirror and go, I've got a brilliant smile?
I actually said this earlier today. To
yourself?
No, to everybody.
What did you say?
I said, I love my smile. No, I didn't say that. It was something else. Hold on. It was, I have an amazing smile, a brilliant smile. It was, my smile warms up the room. Because it got hot.
Big up yourself.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I like it. It is a good smile.
You have a good smile, too.
Thank you. It's an Ellen smile.
It cost him a
fortune.
Yeah,
it's definitely Ellen-esque.
Cost me a bit. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to pay for what you want.
There was an offer on.
Yeah.
And Libby wants to know, what is the best thing you've cooked for someone you love? You're in love with somebody, that's what you do. You cook him a nice meal.
Oh, man. The best thing? My specialty is a pot roast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you still... What's that?
No,
is that one?
No, I don't think that is
okay,
one.
Okay, I don't know.
No.
I don't know what a pot roast is.
Yeah. It's like a casserole, is it?
Is it?
Yeah, or is it like a roast dinner? Is it dry or wet? Like, is it like a stew?
What, hold up, where are we going with this?
What? Just tell me what a pot roast is, Trace.
A pot roast is
like a
roast beef.
Yeah.
You cut it up. You put it in with vegetables and potatoes, and you have like peas and carrots
it's
and
a stew.
Oh, it's just a roast.
It's a stew.
But you cook it in a pot, slow roast.
Has it got liquid in it?
It's just water that turns into juice.
It's a stew. It's a stew, as I've said.
Yeah, whatever, guys. It's yeah. A damn pot roast.
So, being Trey Songz, what will you do for the rest of the day before you go back? Are you going back to America tomorrow?
No, I actually go to Paris later.
Oh.
Later today, and then Germany the day after that, and then I'll be on a boat in Miami before you know it.
So jealous. Hey, don't do...
Don't be jealous. Jealousy is just not a good trait for you. You have such a great smile. Okay. Jealousy doesn't suit
Ellen,
you well.
Ellen face.
Right.
Don't do what Rihanna did the other day and go on Eurostar and tweet what time she was arriving.
No, not me.
Because she
not
did.
Something I would
she's
do.
Like, I'll be on the 1941 arriving in Paris. God,
what if I did the exact same thing?
Can you imagine?
What if I bite her style?
But then she was
what
like,
"What time is our train?"
But then she was like, "You French people are crazy. Why is everyone turned up at the station?"
Hey,
because you tweeted the time you were going to get there.
If we're prepared, it could be a great look.
It could be. Listen, it's really nice to meet you. Thank you so
it's
much
my
for coming
pleasure.
Today.
Thanks, Ellen.
Good luck with Simply Amazing.
Scott.
Don't call me Ellen.
I'm sorry. It slips. Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1. And now it's time for Becky and Chris's show and tell, where they gang up on me and they both read out texts that I've sent them privately to their own mobile phones.
Why are you so worried?
I'm not worried. It's just a little bit weird for me because I have sent these in confidence. But obviously, I've now got to do some long sign-off on texts in future so that they don't get read out on radio. What do I have to put? Private and confidential.
You know, like, this is for the intended recipient only. Oh,
that's just long.
Do not print unless you really have to. Save the trees.
Right, let's get on with it then. Right, so are these just a mixture of texts that I've sent you both?
Yeah. Oh. It's quite interesting, actually, if you listen to these, the difference between the ones you send me and the ones you send Chris.
Let's not analyse it. Okay, call them.
On my way. All fine. I smell of wine.
Who was that to? Was that to you, Chris?
Yeah.
I can't remember that one.
Strong start.
Yeah. And that's kind of standard.
Where were you and what were you doing?
I was probably... Well, you know me. I was probably late for something.
Work.
Work. And probably had been out the night before, had a couple of wines.
That's the bad old days where we used to have to air freshener the studio when guests came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those days are gone. It's not that bad anymore. We'd have to go, like, get the Febreze out, which we did at one point. So, and we had to Febreze each other. It wasn't just the studio.
Weird.
I mean, I've Febrezed you many a time, Becky. Do you remember? In the bad old days. But now, not so much. But it was just an off day.
I like that you had to send it before to warn, though.
Yeah. I like to warn you, because you can tell.
On my way! All fine! I smell of wine!
If you set it
it's
up
like a rhyme.
Before, and it rhymes, which I didn't realise then. And next.
No free copies, no. I only have one!
That was to me, and guess what I was asking?
No free copies, no. I only have one.
Everyone wants a free one from you at the moment.
What is it?
All the other DJs, when they had their books, gave free copies to their team.
Yeah.
I haven't even... There's one presenter who hasn't even given one to the one that doesn't speak.
I know, I am getting around to that.
So out of protest, me and Chris are waiting till it comes in the charity shop.
Yeah. Okay.
Shouldn't be a couple more than weeks.
Not paying those
prices. It's extortionate. Okay, yes, I didn't have any then, but I do
like
now.
The way you were so casual with me on text as well. No, no free copies, no, I only have one.
That's because the tone of text, you sometimes can't tell.
Yeah.
And next.
Definitely a wet wipe job.
See, that was not me. What is that about?
That's a great one.
Oh, do I have to explain this?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Definitely a wet wipe job.
Is this like when I had to help you with one of those hygiene wipes in the back of the taxi that time when we were on the way to that award ceremony?
Why? What had I done?
Do you know what you said to me? Text. You cut yourself shaving all down your neck.
Yeah, that's
and
awful.
You said,
it's like some kind of horror film in the back of a taxi, wasn't it? Do you remember that?
It was the world's worst taxi company as well, it was like...
But I was cut to ribbons.
It was like a really old 1970s car with, like, really rubbish ripped leather seats.
And me just bleeding profusely over the seats.
I was so dressed up and you were like, I'm going to pick you up in a really nice car. And then you turn up and it's like
bleeding.
Bob's Cabs or
yeah, it was my local cab company. Wet white job is, you know, sometimes when, let's say, a girl is wearing a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
And they look quite hot. You kind of think to yourself,
where is this going?
If I could put a wet wipe on that face, okay, and then all the makeup would come off, then I'd like to see what they actually look like. Wet wipe job.
I received this text very recently as well.
Definitely a wet wipe job.
And who's it about?
We can't say.
Yeah.
It's actually no one that you would know anyway.
Really?
No.
You say it quite a lot about certain female celebrity.
Wet wipe job. Do you know what I mean, though? That when they look completely different with... without makeup.
Are you going to say the female celebrity that you do say this about?
No, I've explained it now. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, you're on. I'm so pleased, smiley.
This was sent to me.
Yeah, you're on. I'm so pleased, smiley.
I don't know what that is.
See, this sounds like you've been really worried for the last week that I may have been having your baby.
That is not the case. It does sound like that. That's not what it is, though, is it?
No, right. I'm not having your baby.
Okay. I can't even remember sending that.
Sorry, play it again.
You want it again?
Yeah.
Do we have to do it again?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah! You're on! I'm so pleased, smiley.
I don't know why, but you... What weird noise. Why is that on?
Is that the baby?
Why are you sounding like an alien? Hang on, can I hear that again?
Yeah! You're on! I'm so pleased, smiley.
It's getting worse.
What's happened?
Well, we all like it. Not like it.
That's fine. It's just that one. Anyway, there we are, Chris. Yeah. Can we have the next one, please? I have no idea what that happened.
Can you get some meats for Grim, please? Just chicken, please, thanks.
Please, thanks. That was in Edinburgh, where Grimmy was on this weird diet where he could only eat chicken. So Chris went out to get some chickens for everyone.
Yes.
For some food. And he wanted chicken, and so that's why I asked.
I was ordered to go get the meats.
Yeah. Some chicken for Grim. All the meats.
Have you got address of the apartments? Thanks, love.
Every time I play it in that one, something weird happens.
Have you got address of the apartments? Thanks, love.
It's gone really wrong, this. Have you got the address of the apartments? Thanks, love. That was in Edinburgh, but I didn't know where I was going, where we were staying.
And do you know what was wrong with that one? No?
No.
Was it like that 3 in the morning or something?
No. That was at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. This was the first thing I'd heard from you, and it was my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the only thing you texted me, until the one that doesn't speak, who sat next to me, texted you going, you've just texted about the apartments? It is her birthday. At which point, a minute later, I got a, happy birthday, love. Have you got the address of the apartments?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so rubbish.
That all went off.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, I'm going to play another round of Real or No Real. You were listening to the show yesterday, weren't you, at home, Becky?
I like this a lot, this game.
It's good, isn't it? So, there's this site called Uberfacts, which fill up my timeline quite a lot, but they are good facts. They have really fascinating facts. And then someone was telling us about this yesterday. You know Marlon Dingle off Emmerdale?
Yeah.
He has his own site where he makes up fake facts, those things that aren't real.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why. I don't know whether it's the real Marlon Dingle. Do we know that? So I'm asking you...
Isn't he a fictional character?
Is he?
Are you being serious? Marlon Dingle?
Yeah.
Let's just move on.
Okay. So is it a real fact, like, not made up, or is it a Marlon Dingle, not true at all? Are you ready?
Ready.
And there's 10 Scott Mills points, play along at home, for everyone you get right. Chris, can you keep score?
Yeah.
Thanks for the honor.
Give me the nudie pen.
Okay. Grab that nudie pen there. Okay, here's your first one. Is this real or not real?
In France, you can legally marry a dead person.
No, I'm saying fake.
Real or not real?
Not real.
I'm going to say not real.
In France, you can legally marry a dead person.
No, because surely you've got to be able to be awake to say yes.
Be awake.
No, do you know what I mean, though? They can't, like, do you take this man?
Silence. Like,
awkward.
Yeah.
That's real!
Oh, no!
It is legal to marry a dead person in France. The couple does have to be engaged prior to the person's death, though, with obvious intent to go through with the wedding.
OK, thanks for that disclaimer, because otherwise that would have been weird and people would have been asking all sorts of questions. Are you ready for your next one? Real or not real?
Pandas are the only animal known to bungee jump in the wild.
Not real. I reckon orangutans do it as well.
I think this is real. I think they're good with bamboo. I think...
Ever seen a panda doing a bungee jump?
I've never seen one, but...
They just sit there, don't they, eating the bamboo?
But they've got to get down from the trees, haven't they?
They don't bungee it, do they?
I'm going to go real.
Oh, is that my chair?
I think it's that curry you had for lunch.
It's not. Oh. That...
That's totally no real.
Oh, OK. They cannot bungee. But I have seen penguin and roller skates.
Thanks for that.
And
where? Where?
On TV. Next.
Goosebumps are technically called piloerections.
Do you want that again?
Goosebumps are technically called piloerections.
So that's your goosebumps there that you might get while listening to, I don't know, Alt-J in the live lounge. Piloerections.
Real.
Yeah, I'm thinking real because hairs go up, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know what pilo means, so we'll guess that. Let's go real with that one.
Becca?
I'm going to say not real.
What's going on?
She cheated.
Do you know what? I'm going to be sacked anyway because I've just Googled pilo erections at work.
Oh, right, so you're looking it up.
At least give me the point.
You're the one of the pub quiz that gets the phone out, aren't you?
No, but
I'm just checking the time.
If you're right, it's only goosebumps. That's not the worst thing you could type.
Okay, let's get on with it.
That is real.
Right. It's real. There we are.
I'll take away taking her points away.
Well, I would, yeah. Don't look it up. And next.
Pumbaa from The Lion King was the first character to fart in a Disney movie.
True.
What?
Well, name another one.
I don't know.
Belle?
They wouldn't have farts, would they?
I don't remember it. I'm going to say not real.
That's real!
Oh. See? First farter.
I know my farting...
And one more. Are you ready? Let's do it.
In 1958, Barbara Windsor shot a French man who cheated her in a poker game.
Real or
I
not
think this
real?
Is true. I've heard this before.
Go on.
True.
What, so
I don't
Barbara
know any
Windsor
more details.
Shot a bloke?
Yeah.
Because what?
He cheated her at poker.
In an attempt to level the game, I'm going to say not real.
Let's find out.
That's totally no real.
Oh, why?
Oh, sorry, Babs.
Sorry, Babs.
I have to do a disclaimer now to say she's never shot anyone.
Must have got the wrong person. We're back tomorrow. 20 all for the SMPs. Well, I hope you enjoyed all that stuff from the Scott Mills Daily. If you did, tell your friends about us. Our free download available for you every day from the Radio 1 website. Another one tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.